become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty. They'll try to silence.
Okay, U.S. Pentagon First Team Boat Scout Rev reporting in for Peter Serafin. He's doing good in Philadelphia with his son's wedding. And all you calling, don't hold back. Bang Bang's ready to say something. So I asked him questions about the Air Force Academy and what it was like in the 1960s. But we got targeting as our tonight's subject. Now, it's about killing the enemy, and that's who took over. Because any day now, you're going to see shoot 'em ups, especially coming up for the 22nd. It's 60 years since the Mr. Kennedy. We had it on our DAB account, and we got locked out by that Turbo gang. I don't know how to get that. Some email malfunction, and they took down the GIF showing Mr. Kennedy's head blown off, and the guts going over the back of the limousine, which can't happen if he's shot from behind. And it was splattering the people following them, and his old lady was trying to retrieve part of his head. She was climbing up on the back of the limousine. Me and Bubba said, how did they talk this goofball Kennedy to ride through the streets of Dallas, Texas in an open car and have it elevated? Even Connolly got hit, and he stayed around to about draft notices. He didn't do anyone a favor. But Kennedy, he knew he was wanted by the mob. He was the East Coast mob, right? And we had a GIF showing it, but they took all the GIFs down. We had good GIFs of like battle thing scenes and everything. They took them all down. You can still read what we got. We were even complaining. It was back August 22nd. He said, hey, they took all our GIFs down. Don't ask me. I'm not an internet person. GIF. So it had action, but they took them down, and we were complaining. August 22nd of last year, it was 2020. Anybody there? Oh, I was waiting. And we could tell you why it's important to get rid of this problem before it gets worse. And you'll hear, hey, we still do not know all the facts of this assassination 60 years later. Someone will chime in with something stupid like that. Gee, the Chicago mob man Rubenstein executed Osmond 2 days after they picked him up. How did that happen? Oh, he ran their strip club. He was a mobster from Chicago for the Al Capone gang. Well, his brother and him were prosecuting the Cosa Nostra. And, yeah, O'Connor, who got the evidence, he runs some of the biggest cases in this state. And he was in Florence, Colorado, Supermax. And that's where they held the head of the East Coast mob. Gotti died there. Mr. Big Shot, head of the East Coast mob. They locked up a lot of the heads of the mobs because there's other mobs coming in, right? They weren't the only one that could deal dope. And yeah, they were mad that Castro showed up and kicked out their mob hotels in Havana. You know, Havana was owned by the United States, remember? So was Port. All these islands took from Spain at the beginning of the 20th century by Mr. Bully Man, when bully was a good thing. And his face is on a mountain. He was so great. but he was Roosevelt, and then he built the canal. You know the story. But that's what they seized Colombia. That's Colombia, and they made it Panama. Good story, huh? Well, they took it all from Spain, right? Their little shoot 'em up in 1898, and then Mr. Bully, he was one of them rough riders. Yeah, we could tell you stories about that one. But that's what I'm telling you. He took over, and that's what took over America with the, and then, you know the story, then the bankster garbage in 1913, over 100 years ago. You got the picture. But that's what we're talking about now, targeting the enemy, because somebody's got to do it. And yeah, it's based on mountains. And so they're crowding the streets of Panama City, waiting to get into McAllen by the millions, and they keep coming. So anybody out there, do you know how to stop this? Somebody should ask that, and we'll tell you. You got to, like, use force, because that's what the enemy does. Get it? Nobody's ever won a war by waiting. It's never happened. If you know of one, let us know about it, because we ain't found it. And Bubba goes back. Western civilization, the Greeks, yeah, see, the arms race, when the Greeks had this spear, they catapulted it with this rope, and it went to maybe a couple hundred yards. That was the advanced weaponry. And Alexander the Great, he said, he never really wrote his battle plans. His autistic brother did. Yeah, I don't know. And he, in assimilation, he was defeated by Al the Hun. I remember. Yeah, she's got all the simulations. They did, like, the SS versus the Viet Cong. They used a Flamin blouse to kill the Viet Cong, and they won that one. And Al the Hun. I was confused when somebody in the 1950s called us Huns. Huh? Isn't that one spouse calls the other? No, no, we're talking about H-U-N. Oh, those, they're okay. Barbaric, we like that. So those people are okay. So that's what we're talking about tonight, how to target and kill the enemy. So if anybody knows better, call in, because somebody's got some war plans, somebody's got some top secret stuff, and we'll discuss it with RSEC tomorrow. Because that's what I'm talking to. They don't get a day off. Only the goofballs who are supposed to help us, the social workers over at Rocky Mountain Regional, take the day off. I don't get it. Nobody else does. And there's things going on this weekend for veterans up through Monday. So if you want to get in on them, look around, restaurants. Because you can't call these VFWs. They're just all a bunch of drunks and stuff. They give you a free one when you come back from the war zone for a year, but then they want money. And they just get drunk at the bar. Same with AMVET. The nearest one, somebody told me to check with them. They're up in Cheyenne, Wyoming. That's the nearest, another bar scene or something. So you could tell us anything you got to know. Anybody there? Hey, Mike, how's the lines coming?
No calls yet.
Wow, this is getting bad. Hey, Bang Bang, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so we're hanging on. This isn't like Peter Serafin. He was asking, what should he do? How should he get? He writes these books, and he likes to be, he sounds pretty polite. He's nice to us. And he said, well, he wants to do more than just, well, you're going to have to, like, run for political office. But he doesn't want to do that. But that's the way, because those loudmouths get attention. They open their mouths. Doesn't matter what they say, they get attention from the enemy broadcasters. But it don't matter what they say. But it could be, it depends how they slant what they're saying. If you know any politician type representatives, ours told us to go. They threatened us in writing. Perlmutter's office. Now her name is Pedersen. She took over for Perlmutter. They threatened me in writing because I called up there. They said, people at the Defense Intelligence Agency at the Pentagon want to hear from you. His name was Greco, chief of staff for Perlmutter's office. We never even been to his office. It's just at the edge of Lakewood near Golden, Colorado. And that's where it was. The Pedersen's office is down in right near the main center, or the main center, the mayor's office near Pedersen. I've never been to that one, but they said, don't come to our office. They threatened us in writing. So because I said, hey, Defense Intelligence Agency wants to talk it over with you. He didn't want to call Greco, and he sent out the local guineas, and I said, get the hell out of here. Because they were mad because we took this to the Pentagon. How come you knew what to do? Because we're geniuses at war. We've learned something. We don't sit back. And so we prod this, what do they call themselves? The Department of Defense. Ever since somebody said, shouldn't they be the Department of War like in the good old days? Yeah, you should. The War Department. While they were building this pentagram building, they decided they had an office of, I think his name was Stassen, something. He was the Secretary of War, and he had an office in D.C., and then they were building the pentagram in 1942, and what did they do? They were building advanced weapon systems. Somebody told us, maybe you know about, he had a lab here in Colorado. His name was Tesla, the ones they named these cars after. He invented radio, the super heterodyne, and he had ways to use conductive, like, electrons and stuff. He could shoot them through free space and death ray. The Army stole all his stuff back in 1943 after he died, his New York City apartment. People know about that, and his lab was here, Colorado Springs, and he was doing these weird experiments. Don't you think they have something by now? Oh, yeah, they do, up in space. That's why we harassed General Raymond Space Force, their PAO office here at Peterson Air Force in Colorado. And they start, he said, the agent K said, why'd you arrest? I said, well, we can't get General Raymond's number. He knows about it. So we called his PAO, and some lieutenant lady was crying to him. Literally, he said, lady, you're not getting incoming mortar rounds. You're not in Afghanistan. We're not harassing you. We're just telling you we want to get this done for America. There's something wrong with the country.
We got some calls, Reb.
Okay.
We got Harley in Indiana. Go ahead, Harley, and I'm taking another call. We'll bring them on here in a moment.
Cool.
Okay. I just wanted to comment about the moonshot. I take it from your statement you don't believe we ever went to the moon.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you got Buzz who won't put his hand on the Bible and swear he went to the moon.
Well, I watched it, you know, on the couch with my mom and dad and the whole family back in 69. I was 20 years old, and I seen the craters of the moon. So what I'm saying is I don't believe we went there either. There is a place in Utah, and it is called Craters of the Moon. I visited it when I was like 18 years old, and it looks just like the moon. I'm positive it's a national monument. So that's where they were at. They were at Craters of the Moon in Utah.
Yeah, they could put a tent over it, and nobody would see any stars.
Well, yeah. Have you ever seen or heard of Craters of the Moon National Monument?
Well, I never heard of it. You just mentioned it. Sounds like I heard of Dugway, Utah, where they do tests of bioweapons and other gunk. We had that on there. It's on our Twitter account. All this stuff's on there. Bubba Scout, okay. Reverend Rev Bubba, send it to everybody.
Okay, and there's a place in Utah called Craters of the Moon, and it literally looks like the pictures of the moon I've always seen.
Well, I'll believe you over them.
So it's my belief that's where they really were at. I understand there's a radiation belt between here and the moon, and we can't possibly penetrate it.
Yeah, it'd be tough. Even they said other civilizations, unless they got some super lead line gunk, they couldn't get here either. From here. All these, we have proof that other planets are in here invading. Crap like that. That's that coast to coast that cut us off. We hate their guys. We got proof. Well, that's the Bigfoot. He's in the woods.
The only thing I would say there, if you read the Bible says that, you know, there was a battle in space. So who battled in space besides the demons and God?
So, yep.
But
I'll
let you go so you can get to the other man, and if you have any comments, you can make them. I just wanted to mention Craters of the Moon National Monument because most people don't even know.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Call National Command Center. Tell them. They got craters in their head. They're goofballs.
I know it's empty. It's full of evil. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
We don't have another call holding, Reb. They just wanted to say they're listening and they're following, trying to follow along. So just make sure you take your time and let everybody have a chance to keep up with you. They really appreciated your information. So,
oh well, it's going out just like it went out that we were U.S. Pentagon's first team on the George Norrie idiot show, coast to coast, and he cut in. He didn't want anybody here. But it's all over that internet because Bubba can deal with it. I don't know how to type, but you can talk into the phone or something on these mobile things or Twitter. Yeah, blocked us out, and people seen Vulture Squadron up at, if you know about Arc Midnight and John B. Wells, they could talk about us, but they don't take phone calls anymore. And I wish Maggie Rose would mention what's going on with Bubba's. We're getting attacked by the Veterans Administration. The things they say to us, but you go to their community care dentist, oh, we can't fit you up with new teeth. What? You're a dentist office, jerk. Oh, you have to go there. They're delaying all that. Like I said, it's been since they took over, get no health care. Is anybody else getting this bad treatment? We want to hear from you. Because it's going epidemic. They murdered people in the West Virginia Veterans. We heard it on Fox News, the jerks, in 2019, but they covered that up. And he was 82, Air Force veteran, and they exhumed his body. He was given the wrong injection, and they call it a homicide. But 10 others said the same thing. I don't know what happened. They cut the story off. But he was sent to, of all places, Dover, Delaware, where they bring in, that's where that's where they do autopsies on the troops who come back from the war zone. He was a civilian. I don't know. And the family was mad. VA hospital, he called Manchin's office, Senator Manchin. They don't give us details. But the VA system stinks, and they're supposed to help us get health care, and they're not. And deprivation of food is another plug. And like I said, we have to have a team doctor at Cape Canaveral. So that's why we're connected to NASA. And anybody else has their NASA tidbits. If you've seen that Texas gumbo they got stuck on in a bag on the wall, I said, that looks like Texas gumbo. That doesn't, the gump, when you step in it, you pick up a pound of it, it's gray. That's what those moon rocks look. And they said, no, it come from the surface of the moon. Somebody said they could send some probe over there and dig some up and come back with it. I don't know. Ask Mr. Rocket Man. That's maybe you get the little vehicle that goes rolling on Mars, right? Oh, there's Mars. We're there. That's it. It has water somewhere. The rover has detected something. It's very deep. What happened to Mars? Well, if you keep doing what you're doing, it's going to happen to Earth, you jerk. And look at Venus, another cataclysm. And that's what they're planning. So, like I said, I'm going to tell the Secretary of the Army, so call the National Command, call the Secretary. Somebody got on the phone just on Monday, I was talking to Chief Rhodes, who's in charge there, and he's giving me all the details for the half hour, and then they cut him off. I said, hey, I want to cut. And somebody said, this is the Secretary of Defense. It wasn't Austin. Austin's been on radio. That wasn't his voice. Absolutely not. You can't talk to him anymore. So there, he told me he went to the Office of the Homeland back in 2022. It was like about June. I was telling about Seaburn. And they had the office for the Pentagon, and they kicked him out when he mentioned Bubba Scout. As he come back, some heavy SUV with a roll bar and a cage runs the red light and crushes him. And he ended up in the hospital right behind the seat. It sounded like, and it happened to Alex Santiago. It was January 10th, of 2022. He'd just come out of a national security briefing. It was 10 o'clock their time, 8 o'clock here in Colorado. And I was talking about Seaburn, and he said, how did you know that he just come out of a national security briefing on that? I said, we're ahead of things. And we knew that. And that night, the roads were clear. It wasn't snowy. It snowed on a couple of days. This was a Monday night. And on Friday, but the roads were clear on Virginia side where he lives near Arlington, better neighborhoods up there. And somebody crashed into him from behind. His head on, airbag went off, broke his ribs. He called me on the 19th from Walter Reed Hospital. He said he was staying in the same room President 45 stayed. When, by the way, President 45 is on his personal phone number at the Pentagon. It's President, he says he's sorry. He says, it's President 45 running the briefer, but he never gets messages. He ain't fixed it to where he can accept messages. And he told me he likes Mar-a-Lago. He don't like Colorado, but he likes Florida, especially Mar-a-Lago. That place is great. He's buddies with Mr. 45. If General Flynn, who ran our old, he was in charge of that CIA, if he had called Bova in 2016, he never would have gotten indicted. That's a fact. So, I don't know.
There's got another call for you.
Okay.
John in Oklahoma, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Jalito from the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma.
Yeah, we get a lot of the people of the descent of the Native Americans call. I'm talking to a lot of them. Yeah, what happened there?
Well, I was just calling to let you know. You know, it's the gentleman that just called in about the space shot and going to the moon. It's a sad state of affairs that we even have to have discussions like this because we can't trust our government anymore. I think people are getting lost in the weeds of every little Oklahoma City, the Waco. We get lost in the weeds of all these little attacks, and we forget to look at
what were the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah, well, a Kennedy assassination, what were we fighting for and who attacked us? That's what everybody forgets. What were we fighting for? Then we need to find out who attacked us. Instead of saying, oh, well, this guy's lying and this guy's telling the truth, or you can't believe this. We got into this. And like you were talking earlier, you know, our government starts preaching democracy around the world. Well, our forefathers absolutely chose not to go with democracy because that was a dead social system in the Roman Empire. So for them to say democracy...
Listen to this. This woman, she's a nice lady. She comes down from Pine Ridge Reservation. She'd rather live in the streets of Denver. They're nice to her. She called National Command for us. She's really nice. And she says it's so depressing on that Pine Ridge. Everybody's on dope and heroin. And another one I run into, her name's Perry. I called the VA line. I said, where are you? She's at the Four Corners Navajo Reservation, 200-something miles over at the Four Corners in Arizona. Uh-huh. Well, there's a VA clinic there. And look what they're doing. They have a business office of the drug cartels on their reservation. Is that
sick? Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the thing is when you start talking about reservations, you're talking about treaties. Technically, they are Americans by conquer. So now the U.S. government, because we had just a major uproar over state power, over tribal power, and the U.S. federal court upheld that their treaties still stand. So, no, the state does not have the power. And, boy, that really motivated a lot of different tribes to step in and say, okay, we're not going to have the alcoholism. We're not going to have this.
And can you hold your thought there, John? We got a break coming up, John. If you can hold your thought,
yes,
we'll
sir.
Be right back. Everybody stand by.
I'll talk to you on the other side. This sounds good.
so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
That was good hearing what you said. That lady in the Navajo reservation, she said they're selling fentanyl right out of the reservation to Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly. All those companies are buying the Chi-Com fentanyl right out of their reservation and all these drug companies. This is upsetting, and they know what they're doing. They run the fentanyl, and then they distract the tribal people, the Braves and squads. They run the casinos over there because Wayne Newton set it up so they could get out of Vegas onto the reservations all over America. That's a distraction, and they're not benefiting the Braves and squads from all the income, so they distract them and say, oh, it's the mob. No, they got really smart lawyers. They all Ivy League educated lawyers. It's a distraction. And the funniest, did you see when Mr. President 45, before he was president, went before the Senate and was complaining about the Native American tribal, like, gambling casinos who were threatening his Atlantic City? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to go towards was that They to this day, when Manifest Destiny happened, that's when I feel that the United States lost its true constitutional republic. It was for anyone and everyone. Everyone had the same rights, blah, 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 blah. but they didn't apply that to everyone. Now, if you look at the fentanyl that you were just talking about, look at who they're attacking, with tribes not being actual, quote-unquote, I guess you could call them citizens. They're actually a citizen Potawatomi, citizen Choctaw. That means they're a conquered tribe. We're treated, I spent 20 years in combat construction with the U.S. military. We're treated like a Puerto Rican or a Filipino, or in a lot of ways, we're still just a protectorate. And we as tribes have been learning. And I know, like, the tribe where, that I live on the reservation, they've lawyered up. Most of their young men have gone to law school. So when the U.S. government starts failing the way it is now, all that's doing is giving more power to the tribes. So there's a lot of these tribes that aren't upset about this going away because they think that's going to give them more power. Humans are humans. I don't care if you're European, or humans are humans. I guess my point was, is that, you know, when the government gets to where you can't trust it, people look for anything, and you have to choose a lesser of two evils, I guess. But the fentanyl and stuff is being targeted to the tribes. Those were the last that surrendered. Apache, Arapaho, you know. Back to you.
Hello? It sounds, is there a TV on or something? What were you saying about the last days of Manifest Destiny?
Well, on Manifest Destiny, I believe that that was probably the last that the Americans, as we see the East Coast and history that it's taught today, that's probably the last of a democratic republic. A constitutional republic, and became a democratic republic.
Jeffersonian? Would you say that's Jeffersonian?
Yes, yes, most definitely. Because at that point in time, not everybody was given the same right. So they broke their own rules. And so, like I was saying, the tribes have been learning over the years, and they have lawyered up. There are thousands of Choctaw attorneys. There are thousands of Navajo, and I mean, I say thousands, but there's lots of them that have gone in, learned the law, and now they're defending their own tribe because they see what's coming. But we've done all we can here.
Conflagration. It's not good. We don't like it. And they're spraying everybody.
Unfortunately, the powers that be have actually broken the tribal up the way they want. Look at this new, what is it, Tears of the Flower Moon or whatever it is. They've stirred up with the Code Talker. That didn't get everybody wired up on the Native American side, so now they're going for this destruction of the flower moon or whatever it is. If they can keep us tribal fighting, then we can't, as Americans, get together. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that's bad news all around.
But with technology becoming more and more prominent, even out here in the middle of nowhere, my closest stoplight to where I live is 30 miles in any direction.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. I actually am in the mountains of Oklahoma, bears and cougars, and people don't realize that Oklahoma is not what you've been taught.
Yeah, it's over by Arkansas.
Yes, sir, down in southeastern. We have to take care of our own down here because everything's trucked in. We have to take care of our own. The FDA, the the food allotments. You know, everybody used to talk about, oh, we got commodity cheese and it's so good, or we got commodity this. They don't do that hardly at all anymore. The tribes have picked up to take care of their own. So the fentanyl, our problem here is the meth. And the tribes are doing all they can to change a thinking as much as they are the habit. So if we can apply that nationwide, change your thinking to change the habit, we actually might get somewhere. But like I was saying, these movies that are coming out to keep us divided will absolutely keep that from ever happening. We will not be able to change our thinking as long as the manipulators are manipulating.
How's the AI system going in your direction?
Actually, I'm in a service industry, so I travel probably over 1,000 miles a week to different stores and make sure that when you go to reach for something cold or you want to feel good in those stores, that's my job. I make sure that that keeps going. And I see, I really don't know how to explain it. There's a change in attitude where I'm at, that you're going back more and more away from AI, except for maybe I want this side of the story. A lot of the guys that are in IT and things like that, they're going back to the basics and trying to be as independent from AI and the net and those things as they can, but have those as the norm, but still have some kind of a backup, because we really feel those things are going away. And there is a lot of influence. There is a lot of AI influence. Don't get me wrong. That's everywhere. But it's not nearly as prevalent as, you know, some of the other states or even the bigger cities.
Yeah.
We're extremely rural here. I was born in 1966, and so I watched Oklahoma go from the 1950s, which would have been 1970s, to the world. As soon as the internet hit here, we caught up. Now we might be 6 months to a year behind everybody else, if that much.
Well, that's pretty good. Like, you explained it good. This country doesn't have any direction anymore. That's what it sounds like.
We got another call, guys. You want to bring someone else along with it? We have someone else holding. If you want to bring them on now, or we can wait till you finish up.
Let me get off this. All I wanted to say is between the chemistry and the social programming, you're going to have a major uphill battle, but it's not overcomable. There are plenty of young Braves coming up. That's where I started this all out with, is there are plenty of young Braves coming up through the ages and ranks now into the adult side of this that are ready to step up. They're ready to carry forward the traditions of equality. Choctaw people were one of the first to take in slaves. They were called freemen. There are freemen villages still to this day all over these pine barrens. And so what you think you know about the savage Indians was completely wrong. And we know that now we're seeing, that we were right to carry on with our traditions. Anyway, thank you. I enjoy the show. Have a great evening.
Yeah, I went to those summer camps where they made you sound like just rain dancing people with feathers. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They crashed you.
I tell you, funny, my wife still draws the rain turtles when we need them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she'll draw a rain turtle out of the dirt.
Thanks for that information.
But anyway, thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
All right, next up we have Tom. Tom in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know I've been working with NCAI in 2008, 2009, 2010. And working with them because I had identified a poisoning problem for the Native Americans as well as the veterans. So when you get a moment, if you open up gassingamerica.com or gassingnativeamerica.com, right at the top you'll see me with a good friend of mine, Russell Means.
Well, all the Native Americans got the picture better than the other people. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I also have worked with, well, I've pretty much had to deal with all the tribes in the United States when I identified this poisoning problem. And like you were talking about the problem with the gambling, I had been invited to go with them to their listening sessions at Washington, D.C., and got to hear the horrors of the impact of the casinos upon the tribes. I mean, they were promised that that would be a source of income, but in fact, it ended up being a source of income loss.
Wow. I thought they were raking in the bucks.
All the money you had to Las Vegas.
Wow. So it's a scam.
Yeah. In fact, if you go into a casino office, most of the people there are not natives, but they're Italians or they're from,
that's
cabal.
What Mr. 45 was saying. When he went before the Senate, he was complaining that his Atlantic City was being taken over and he couldn't get any people because of the scam run and the reservation, right?
Yeah. Well, I was shocked when I went into the offices of the casinos to find out that there was nobody in the tribe administering the casino. The tribal people were lucky if they got to be, girls on the floor or guys at the tables. But
well,
the real administration money was going, everything was going back to Vegas or to the Nevada cabal.
Wow.
But if you go to gassingamerica.com or gassingnativeamerica.com, you'll see me there with Russell Means, and there's about at least a half or more of the Native Americans that are being injured, and they don't even know why because they've never been told. But once they see what I publish up there, they can remedy it and, prevent from losing their babies or their elderly.
Huh.
If you get a chance, like I say, look at that.
They're taking away your Social Security, too.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been involved with the Veterans Administration because when I found out that the VA was going to take the decommissioned FEMA trailers from Katrina that I was party to decommissioning, they were going to put the homeless and the low-income vets into the FEMA trailers. Then they also were going to dispose of those FEMA trailers with the Haitians, and you know which group of people were doing that. And they were going to, after they disposed of these already decommissioned or condemned FEMA trailers, then they would ask the Treasury to pay them for their investment into them, which amounted to billions of dollars. And they were not very happy with me going to D.C. and exposing or blowing the whistle on this poisoning problem that you see published there in that webpage.
Wow. This is why America is dead in the water.
Yeah, so if you get a chance, spread that information to your network.
Okay,
sure
I told people at
Artec
they're screwing with us veterans, and they're not doing much. They said they're not surprised because I'm under, they call it Tri-West, which is the same as Tri-Care, but I can't get any health care until the military gets here. So that's our situation.
Yeah,
Tri-West, Tri-Care, same thing. That's better than Medicare, right?
Supposedly.
if it works, you got to buy it. It says it should, but it don't. And, like, they're paying these idiots crossing the border more than Social Security because the elderly ain't worth a damn.
Right. We're expendable.
That's not good.
And we have property that they want.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
Russell Means made this cute statement to me. He said, Tom, welcome to the reservation. We're all on the reservation now.
That's what they all started talking about, space lasers, when they burned down that Maui place a couple months ago. They burned them down. But now they won't use weapons to get rid of the enemy. But those, like you said, they wanted their money. They wanted their land. Those big shots, they took it out of Maui, Hawaii, too.
It's the property. It is the property. Money is fiat, right? It doesn't mean anything. It's the property that money represents.
Yeah, that's what we're finding out. We can't hold on to anything.
If you think you own your place, they'll tax you right out of it.
Well, that's what they're doing. Probate doesn't mean anything to them anymore. Leaving it to your relatives, they're going to stock them with taxes so they can't hold on to it.
Yeah, that's my heartbreak for my kids and grandkids.
It's coming our way. We see it every day, and we're stuck here, and they got arrested. It starts with Bubba. Well, it's great hearing this bad news, but it's not great that it's not doing something about it.
Yeah, I've been talking to Maggie Rose about it, too. I know Maggie.
Oh, good. See, you're all connected, and I wanted to talk to her, but she's talking about my life. That's what I got on Coast to Coast. It was a doctor who said, when your subconscious kicks in and all the garbage you're going through, you can't stop. That's my life every day. I said, I watched this happen for decades. And what am I supposed to do? Now we're top of the government, and I got a genius with Bubba. He can correlate stuff, and we're dead in the water. That's why we're ticked, and we can do something about it. It's about time we put it into action. You pay $1 trillion a year, something's got to give, and it's got to be the enemy. We're done with them. That's what we see every day. And why did they start with us in the first decade of the century? They had no evidence.
Hey, Reb, we got Maggie Rose calling in.
Capital crime.
Reb and Tom, Maggie Rose just got my message a little while ago, and she'd like to say hi. So if y'all want to
introduce
yourself, here she is. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Maggie. You're running my life. You're telling every story that's keeping us poisoned. I got poisoned, I got stalked, and food deprivation is what they're doing now. This is the social workers are on Tuesday, she'll take me to a grocery store, which was set up by the federal agent at Northcom, because we're at the top of the government, Agent Kitarakis, and they kicked me out of that RIDE program, the Denver Regional Council Government, and this top skip, and he set them up. And he set it up. We got to have military escort. This is out of the... I've been stalked by them, threatened by 911, and the business office at the VA. And you can check with them at the business office of the VA in Rocky Mountain Regional here in Colorado. They know we're U.S. Pentagon, First Team, Bubba Scout. We had to give a donation to this community ministry to get our name. And they made a... And Liz was there, my social worker. She saw it. You know, this is information. And even the emergency room staff, those nurses are enemies. Even listen, well, maybe you better get checked. So I got a safe ride. A nice lady took me at 5:20 p.m. Rocky Mountain Regional Emergency Room. And I just have to wait around. She waited till 7:30. That was nicer. And it's a long drive to Aurora from where we are in west side of Denver. And they said, there's nothing wrong with you. And then the emergency room said, yeah, we know all about Alex Santiago, Secretary. He got crashed into. He had a bad time at Walter Reed. So these people who worked the emergency room at Rocky Mountain were working at Walter Reed in 2022. They can move around in the federal system. Federal employees go from Army to the VA. You know about that, right?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I just got this page letter I just printed off from, it says here, from Tyron from Terre Haute, Indiana. And he wrote me, he called into my show quite some time ago. He wrote to me on Wednesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.5 pages long of what he's been going through there in Indiana. And the abuses of the VA and the cover-up of the Veterans Administration and Washington, D.C. is playing politics as usual.
Yeah, that White House VA line, they just send it back to the people who are torturing you. They write up these cases. It goes back. The patient experience calls me. They're rude. And we'll be returning your call. But now, just a couple weeks ago, they were we're trying to get you like food help with the food safety office. And all she did was, we'll get you another box of Ensure. I said, what about my food safety plan? So some dietitian calls, and they're trying to work. And then Lisa says, well, I'll have to take you to the grocery store. See, it's getting attention that we're on. Tens of millions are hearing about Bubba Scott. We're not just being victims. We're at the top of the government. We're talking to RSEC. We're talking to the National Command Center. Something's got to be done and stop this by force. And the White House VA line, they sent me registered mail, so you can't call us, you can't tell us this. This is the White House VA line in D.C., and they know it's not that we're victims. We did something about it. We're, General Milley sent his protective intelligence branch and took our statement January 5th, 2021. The social workers knew. His name was Denver PC. We got all the business cards of these federal agents of the military. And Tracy Stafford, our primary care doctor, Golden, Colorado Clinic, which is the other side where we are on the west side near the Federal 8 Region Center, which is another cover-up place. So I told him, get one company of soldiers from Fort Carson, occupy that. It's right on the northeast corner is the Army Reserve Center. I said, even Mr. Santiago, RSEC, you know, he was ambushed, and so was the Secretary of Defense office that he went in about the Seaburn team. We told him his name was Chief Rhodes. He got crashed into when he was coming back from the Office of the Homeland. Are you hearing all this espionage and crashes, and they're ending up in hospitals, these officials of the Pentagon? Isn't this worrying you?
Yes, it does worry me because, you know, they have a tendency to take people out. And if they can make it look like a suicide or some kind of an accidental drowning or accidental whatever, with the technology they have nowadays, they can make anything look like it was an accident or a suicide. So it does bother me because they're going after the whistleblowers. And you've got to be careful.
And there's also that fact that they have psychotope. They're giving it out like candy all over the streets. They're looking for people to fill them full of psychotope, hold them in these psych wards, and then filling them up with the psych. They threatened us three with State Hospital in Pueblo when this started back in the first decade before we got to the Defense Intelligence. See, we knew who to contact when we got this audio tape evidence I've talked about, and they wanted it, and they took it to Jag and the Joint Chief. And so it's what we did about it, not that we're victims. We're the U.S. government. That's how JAG writes complaints. And you even heard about that murder in the West Virginia hospital. So, like they said, they give them injections they shouldn't have. And I just don't know why a veteran who was a civilian was autopsied at that military installation in Dover, Delaware. They cut the story off.
So we only have about 2 minutes, everybody, so if y'all want to wrap everything up, that'd be great.
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. Can we get in touch with you other than through this program?
Yeah, you can write to me at the New Concord Hour with Maggie at hotmail.com. That's the New Concord Hour with Maggie at hotmail.com.
I don't have internet. I'll pass it through my phone number through Mike.
Sounds good.
And if I'm on the phone, it's a tricked out phone. It's not from Colorado, but you'll get the number. If it says not available, it means I'm on the phone. But I'll see your number. I don't carry it with me because it stays where I have it, and I'll see your number when you call. But it'll all be through Mike. He'll handle it. Thanks a
Thank
lot.
Thank you for inviting great. Me up on
I
the
like
show,
your
my
show
friend.
A lot. Yeah, thanks a lot. We'll be in touch.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Maggie, I'm still waiting for a call from you, too. This is Tom in Utah.
When oh, hi, Tom.
I know you're overwhelmed.
Oh, I am.
My daughter was supposed to go to Roseburg today, but her vehicle was giving her trouble here in Utah. So she and I said, Roseburg, I know something about Roseburg. And I said, there's a VA facility there. She said, yeah. So
yeah, I'm heading to California tomorrow, but I'll be back by Monday. I'll give you a call then.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, guys.
Well, that's it. Reb, you want to say bye? And thanks to Peter Serafine. That's liberty-lighthouse.com. Peter Serafine. He is on his way to Michigan, I believe, to his son's wedding. Congratulations to them. Thanks, Reb.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.